The Metro Board of Education can't agree on what seems to be a simple question. Are charter schools adding costs or not? So I talked to the district's top money man to find out. Chris Henson has done the math that both sides use to support their claims. He's the chief financial officer, but currently acting superintendent, and he's playing referee between charter skeptics and charter advocates.
I don't know that at this point anybody can say everything's going to be fine. But I also don't think at this point anybody can say there's going to be a crisis.
In the next few years, the number of students in charter schools is projected to double from 8 to 16,000. And for every one of those students, roughly $9,200 follows them out the door. Practically speaking, the cost to run the district doesn't reduce at the same rate. For instance, it would take a while before enough students leave that a school could close.
That's a very difficult and emotional thing to do. I've seen it firsthand.
But charter advocates say the district hasn't tried hard enough to cut costs, and they point to another fact. Right now, Nashville charters are serving students zoned for high-need schools, where the actual per-pupil spending is well above $9,200. So when those students move to a charter, it could look like cost savings. Henson did an analysis at one board member's behest.
We put quotation marks around the word savings because it's not a true savings to the district budget.
The only place Henson sees for potential savings is when charters prevent the district from having to expand schools or build new ones. And even then, it depends on a lot of variables.
It's very difficult to say, yes, the district could save capital costs by a charter opening in an area that has overcrowded schools. It's a possibility.
Henson would rather everyone acknowledge there is a cost to charters. He prefers a debate about whether they're worth the investment. Right now, charters make up some of the top-performing schools in the city. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.